Right now, it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. Judy joins us, of course, every Thursday morning. She is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Before her voice was still, Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and Journal of a Duck Midwife. And we say good morning once again to Dr. Workman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And let's hope we all manage to keep cool, at least mentally, if not physically, during the day today.
Well, that would just lead me straight to the diatribe, which is, you know, after you've watched a couple of weather reports, just, you know, peacefully minding your own business with your morning cup of tea or whatever, you are so persuaded that you are going to be uncomfortable no matter what happens. There is no...
Right. You're right. I mean, you think if you're going to go outside, you're going to turn into a block of ice
exactly.
In winter, or certainly melt into a puddle
right.
On a sidewalk.
And it's, you know, and considering that possibly if you had to cure the world of anything, like solve the biggest problem for the most amount of people, in one of my favorite terms, fell swoop, you need to get people to move, and ideally outside. Whether or not they're confined, you know, just move. Just, okay, go outside for 5 minutes. And it just neutralizes or blunts any desire.
No, it's true. And if you have to go outside, as most of us do, you simply bear with it. And, you know, thank God we have air conditioning inside for most people. And second of all, for women especially, we don't have to wear the layers of clothing that, you know, our forebears wore. For centuries. So at least we can dress accordingly, as they say.
You can go naked.
But, you know, it's just one more stress, and I think it actually ties in with what I wanted to talk about today, which is how do you deal with acute stress? And you know, again, hearing a weather report saying, oh, it's going to be in the 90s, or I mean the hundreds, you think, oh, my God, another stressful day. Well, I have this really sort of funny kind of sitcom situation that happened to me last week. When I took my car in for what seemed to be a very, very routine state inspection, you know, oh, don't worry, we'll have it done in 20 minutes kind of thing, the sales representative told me. You just sit there in the waiting room and we'll bring the car back to you, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sitting in the waiting room, and there appears to be a lot of magazines on this table that people are looking at, and I picked up one randomly, and it wasn't really a magazine. It was really an advertising supplement, probably put out by some kind of nutraceutical company that simply had these sort of... commercially made articles about how you could decrease your level of stress if you took, and they just enumerated just an unending list of supplements and herbal extracts and berries and twigs and leaves and amino acids and probiotics and whatever you could stuff into your mouth in a pill form or an Alexa form, it would definitely decrease your stress. And I'm thinking about, really? And anyway, so I'm finished reading this, and I suddenly realize a lot of time has gone past, and neither my car nor the sales representative have materialized to tell me I can go home now. So long story short, turns out when I go seeking my sales representative, he looks very stressed and says, oh, we lost your car. And what? I'm not sure that it's been inspected. Well, apparently, a large service department, they actually couldn't find my car. And it took a long time before they found it. How could you lose a car? I mean, it's not that small. And when they did find it, they told me it never had been inspected after, this is about an hour and a half, because they hadn't found it and they couldn't find the inspector. So I'm thinking, Jill, wow, you know, I'm reading this article about stress. Gee, what if I run out to a health food store and get one of these supplements? And by the way, the service representative looks extremely stressed and said, this is the third time I lost a car today. I'm going to quit. I'm thinking, we both need something to take care of our stress. But really, would any of these things that I had read about help me with my stress? No, what really would have helped me with my stress would be to have the car found and it being inspected. That would have helped enormously. Or finding some kind of compromise, which was basically they took me home and I went back and got the car the next day. But the problem with all these stress relief remedies, and I assure you, they are ubiquitous, is that they really don't distinguish between something that's going to happen, something's going to relieve your stress immediately, or something that might relieve you from stress difficult feelings if you are confronted with a chronic situation, like, you know, a long-term illness or worrying about, let's say, passing your bar exam, something like that. And, you know, but if you're in the middle, for example, of a turbulent plane ride, and by the way, there was something in the news today about a plane having to, American Airlines plane having to land because it has so much turbulence that 8 people were taken to a hospital. Again, I don't think any elixir of whatever would really decrease your stress. And we thought, gee, you know, this plane might really crash. And then, of course, none of these articles talk about what happens when the stress is over. You're alive, my car came. What do you do then? Because there really is sort of an afterward kind of feeling when that adrenaline begins to sort of seep out of you, and you're left with feeling, oh, boy, did I really escape the bullet there? And you know, how am I going to deal with the next 20 minutes? And again, I don't think there really is any kind of drug, well, not really drugs, but any kind of a supplement or herbal, you know, juice that is going to affect that. I mean, what would really would affect it, there's a couple of things. One is, and we talked about this, you know, unendingly, is that if you can increase your serotonin levels by eating some carbohydrate, you really will feel that the edge is taken off your stress. And one of my friends whose mother, who has dementia, wanders around all the time, but she is always found, tells me that what she does is she eats, has a cup of tea and some carbohydrate in the afternoon. It's usually some cookies or some crackers, but something to increase your serotonin. The other thing that happens, interestingly, is talking about it. I mean, when I told people the story about my lost car, you know, my distress turned to anger, turned to laughter, because it seemed like such a silly thing to happen, but it really did decrease my stress, and I think just ventilating to other people about, you know, what happened sometimes can be extremely useful. Exercise also helps, especially if you're in a situation where you're angry. Oh, gee, this car nearly hit me, or came out of a, you know, ran through a red light, and, you know, I could have been killed kind of thing. And after the stress leaves, you're like, what kind of idiot did this? You're very angry. And I think just trying to do something very strenuous with exercise really releases that muscle tension that oftentimes is built up with anger. And also just sometimes things like, you know, distracting yourself, you know, petting your dog or doing something that's sort of mindless is a way of getting your that adrenaline down and sort of getting yourself back into equilibrium. But presumably, all these things are going to work better than taking some kind of herb or twig at the moment of stress.
You are absolutely right, and I am going to say thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
Okay, bye-bye.
And now I'm going to let her know why I cut her off.
You can hear Judy when the phone works properly on Thursday mornings here on Robinhood Radio or On Demand. Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman on demand.